Friends, I would like to begin by telling you a true story this morning. Let me tell you about Daniel Robaugh. Many of you may never have heard of Daniel Robaugh, but Daniel is a modern-day hero. You see, Daniel was a student at Columbine High School. Remember Columbine High School? I think most Americans remember Columbine High School. You see, Daniel was there on that horrible day, April 20, 1999, when two students went on a rampage of violence and terror and death. During the violent commotion, Daniel began running to escape from the building. But Daniel stopped running. Daniel stopped his fleeing to safety. Daniel stopped and began holding a door open so that other students could escape. Daniel was shot and killed holding the door open. Daniel died while helping others have a new chance at life. Brethren, while Daniel Robaugh was a human modern-day hero, we have a divine eternal hero, our Savior Jesus Christ. Friends, Jesus also holds the door open for us. Jesus said in Revelation 3 and verse 8, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." You see, Jesus sacrificed himself to hold open the door to a new life. Jesus opens the door to a new, happier, and more fulfilling life now. By his heroic work and sacrifice, Jesus also opened the door for a glorious life eternal. Brethren, many people ask the question, is there life out there? Is there life out there? Rest assured, there is life out there. Do you want it? Brethren, are you sure you have it? Brethren, remember this. New life will cost all that you were. New life will cost all that you are now. And new life will take you to all that you can become. Yes. Praise God, brethren, there is life out there because Jesus has opened the door. Amen.